Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, John.
Yes.
I'm Disco, like, you know, so that's Conan. This is Joel, producer.
Disco Danny. Nice.
Yeah, right.
So real doing? Quick, just so you know, what we do is we do predictions now at the beginning of the season, and then we go back in the All-Star game and we see what how our predictions went, and then you have a chance to what would be the word, Disco?
Swap out a wild card choice, right?
Or just change your, like, do the second half predictions, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so just change them up if you want. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
And John, just a quick introduction. Known these guys for a long time. Conan and I go back 30 years. He's probably one of the most legendary Lucha Libre performers in the history of the business.
Nice.
So he and I, put a deal together 30 years ago to bring Lucha Libre to the United States. Disco is another world-class wrestler. WCW had a wonderful career. Joe is a producer, and he does a lot of other podcasts. And so anyway, this is kind of an unusual for John. I mean, you've done so many other types of shows, so this is going to be a fun one. So I'm really excited about it. Their show is highly rated in the world of wrestling and sports.
Well, it looks like Oakland Raiders fan club.
A little bit. So, yeah. Hey, plus Rogue two. Gallery. John, are you a friend with I usually have a friend of mine here in Vegas. We always have Josh Towers on this show to do the baseball previews. So, you mentioned him? Right. Did you manage him?
Yeah. You know, my first game ever managing, official game in the big leagues, he pitched Yankee Stadium, got the win.
Right, for Toronto, right?
Wow.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, how did you and John hook up? Because we're all baseball fans here. I'm a diehard Atlanta Braves fan for 40. I'm 55 years old. I grew up in Atlanta. Diehard Braves fan for however long. Conan, you're a who are you a fan of? San Diego.
Boston
who?
And San he Diego. Likes San Diego.
Right. And so, John, of course, you're a Mets fan. So we're I don't like you.
Yeah.
How did you guys hook up?
You want to tell it, John, or you want me to?
Yeah, I guess I'll run it real quick. I was in 1981. I went to I got drafted in 80, played rookie ball in Kingsport, Tennessee. 81, went to play in a little town called Shelby, North Carolina, which is South Atlantic League. We called it Helby, man. It was about 10,000 people, little red.
I wrestled like independent wrestling shows in the Armory when I was breaking in there. Absolutely, yes. Shelby, North Carolina.
And John was our PR director for
this is the Mets single A team.
Right.
Yeah. And of course he always wanted to be with the Mets, work for the Mets. And there's a guy down there that hired him, old Bible salesman, Farnsworth. And Johnny went down there and we ended up hooking up and rooming together, myself and there was three of us. And it was kind of funny. John he was the older guy and he had the place first. So he got the master bedroom, if you want to call it that. Then there was another bed and we rotated the other three guys, bed, floor, couch, and we gave him. So we were all roommates, and that's how that all started. And then he left and went to Nashville, and I continued trying to make it with the Mets. Didn't last very long, and then I got into coaching. We've kept in touch over the years, but it's kind of I'm from Texas. My mom and dad are both Bostonians, so when you said Red Sox, so I got that in me. But an Irishman and Italian hooking up right here.
Yeah, right. Now, did you – so you guys have been friends for 40 years.
Yeah, 40, wow. 42 years, and John was a member of the 86 World Championship Mets team. Spent a lot of time in the organization.
Part. Wait a minute. Oh, is that the team there that beat the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, huge heat. Huge fucking heat right there.
Oh, man. Hey,
guy in first base, Bill Buckner, right?
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's the most iconic play in the history of baseball. Almost, it's like it's up there. If you look at like three or the top three or five, the Mount Rushmores of iconic moments in baseball's history.
Oh, yeah. Definitely one of them.
That has to be one of them, right?
Right.
But he shouldn't even been in the game. They took him out all year long for defensive purposes. Put Dave Stapleton in at first because Buckner couldn't move anymore, right? Bad ankles, and they left him in there. I think it was a sentimental move by. John McNamara was a manager, and it cost him the World Series.
Right,
yes, it did, and a lot of.
Hey, let's get off. You've been you guys are doing a podcast together, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. How often do you record?
Well, today was our first show, right? Yeah. You know, we just got a couple sponsors. Today was our first show. We took once the season was over last fall, we put it on hold until this one was starting up.
Right. Yeah, so is it strictly baseball talk or what do you guys talk about?
Yeah. Like, it's the Gibby Show. I mean, we started it in September of last year and it ran through, the World Series, and we just started our season two. So we had a season preview last week, and this week today was our first episode of the season. John got the current manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Schneider, on with us today. So that was a lot of fun. John gets he gets everybody on the show. Once a week, we have a Gabbing with Gibby segment.
Well, what we do, we primarily focus on the Toronto Blue Jays. That's Jays, where I kind of got my name up there a little bit. You know, eventually we want to move into the States a little bit, cover it all, huh, John? That's kind of the...
Yeah, that's the long-term plan, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, let's just talk about this season coming up like this. Because, we're mostly a wrestling audience, but we got a lot of sports fans because me and Conan talk sports every week on the show.
Everybody loves wrestling.
Yeah,
John was a wrestling fan too back in.
Wait, really? Did you ever go to any of the Nitros or the Raws when they would come in town?
The first match I ever saw, my dad and a friend of his took us to. Saw Wahoo McDaniel took on was it Terry Funk or Dory Funk down in Houston, Texas. It was a championship fight,
right?
And I think that would have been in the early 70s, maybe.
Right? Yeah, probably mid 70s. Everything from Funk and the Funk Brothers and the
Wahoo, and then I saw a big event in Toronto one year. This was probably back in 2013, maybe, or maybe it was 2012. 2008. I was there two different times. So.
Right.
Yeah, I was at the, you know, where they put the hockey arena, whatever they call it, AC Center.
Yeah, right, exactly. Cool.
Yeah. All yeah, right. It was unbelievable. It was wild.
Well, let's get into some baseball talk. What we like to do, just we'd like look get for the fans and listeners of the show, like us and stuff, and then we just kind of like get a feel of like what to look for this year. So let's start in the American League East. Is anybody going to beat the Yankees this year? I think is the question. What do you
going to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
John, are you going first?
No, you go, John, and then I'll wait.
Well, I think we both agree. Well, John, Rizzi might disagree. The American League East is the toughest division in baseball.
Of course.
Yeah. It always has been, right? You know, National right. League East is pretty good right now. But, you know, the Yankees are banged up. They picked up Rondon, a free agent. He's starting on the disabled list. And then Severino, their other starter, he's down. They don't know what's wrong with him. Maybe a lat or something. So they're beat up. Just last year, they got off to a historic start. And then they start dropping like flies, right? So I think they're in question now. I mean, they'll get there. There's with all the wild card teams, they'll get there. I don't think they're I'm going to go with Toronto, you know. That's where I coach. And But I think they got the best. I think they're going to have the best all-around team. I really do. And Tampa's good. The whole division is good. Even Baltimore's on the upswing, you know.
Right.
But I'm going to go with Toronto.
Let me ask you this. This is funny because the Yankees, like the Yankee fans were so spoiled for years and years and years when they had all those playoff runs, right? So, like, every year they would always start off, like, the first month, you know, because the team that goes deep in the playoffs, it just seems they're always flat coming out the next year. You know, like, right off the bat. They're not getting in playoff baseball mode. And it's like the Yankees always start off bad, like the first month, 6 weeks. And, like, it's like clockwork. Every year the fans complain, oh, my God, everything. Then all of a sudden they just slip the switch and they hit playoff, you know, and they start playing baseball and they start winning a bunch of games. Last year was, like, felt like an anomaly. Like right. When they got up to a good start, you know, it was like, wow, this is like the first time the Yankees are out of the gate. The fans are all in and Judge and stuff, you know, and I think it was just like maybe because Aaron Judge was so compelling as a TV star, like, you know, like going for, you know, he was hitting so many home runs. Do you think that like played into it?
Yeah, I do. You know what? They're always good. You know what? I mean, their fan base forces them to be good, spend money and get the best players. You know, that's you can't skirt by in New York City. You guys know that. But yeah, yesterday, I mean, but they're always, I can remember they had some slow starts, but they're always going to be the good veteran players have been there, done it. They're always going to rise to the occasion, right? But last year, yeah, there was just something about that year. You're talking about Judge, and that's a big part of it. And I mean, they were on fire early on, and everybody talked about his historic team, you know?
Right.
But then they started fizzling. Everybody started getting hurt, and then it was a battle just getting in, you know. And then the problem is the Yankees. You know, I don't know how many years it's been since they won it, but it's almost unacceptable there because it's a given they're going to get in, right?
Yeah,
they haven't won a world title since 2009.
Right.
Yeah. So if the old man was still around, Steinbrenner, you know, there'll be a lot of shakeups and changes, but they don't do that anymore. Son owns it, and they just kind of – it's almost like they're content not winning at all. I know that's not true, but it's a different
feeling. They probably make so much money on jersey sales and tickets. Those tickets must be super fucking expensive over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just read the other day, you know, they
parking
values of sports franchises.
Yeah.
It's like they're worth $7 billion.
Yeah.
Jesus right. Christ.
So they're not, as long as they have a team that's packed with superstar players, people are going to come out.
What do you like in that division, Cody?
You know, as a Red Sox, it hurts me to say this, but I'm going to go with the Yankees, even though Rondon is hurt and they lost Benintendi and they lost a couple of Chapman. But Chapman was already done, right? He was damaged.
Yeah, he's gone now, too.
Yeah, right. They lost Britton. But, you know, I'm going to go with the Yankees and I'm going to go with Toronto. You know, I think they probably make the wild card. Bo Bichette and Springer and all those people. They got a good squad over there in Toronto. They could overtake the Yankees, but I'm going to give the edge to the Yankees.
When you need zucchini or deli ham, Instacart shoppers lend a hand. Add a little life to your cart. And if you want your bananas green, honey, it ain't no thing. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
So, Conan.
What up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it, there's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
What do you like, John?
I'm going with Toronto. I think the Yankees, I don't even think the Yankees, their pitching staff is decimated with all the injuries. And they need a big bounce back year from John's buddy, Josh Donaldson. So, I mean, they're going to have a struggle this year. You know, Judge will be great. And if he's going to hit 62 home runs, probably not. But they still have a world-class team. They got this rookie that they just added, the shortstop, and Volpe has been added to the team as a 21-year-old. They're saying he could be, you know, like they're calling him the next Jeter, but, you know, that's a tall tree to climb.
Right. He's the favorite to win the Rookie of the Year now. Because
oh, yeah, already. Yeah.
And they also got Vladimir Guerrero, who's just a fucking beast at 23 or 24. He's ridiculous.
Yeah. I got a question, John, Gibbies, for you. It's kind of funny, you know, that, like, you know, how long have you been coaching? How long has it been?
Managing 10 years, coaching.
Yeah, so you've been in baseball for 40, okay?
Yeah.
I find this fascinating. So, like, you just a cursory view at your Wikipedia page. It's like one of the prominent things on your Wikipedia page is a story about you and Josh Donaldson having, like, an issue. I guess you were telling him, bro, those bats are no good you're using. Quit using those bats. They keep cracking. He goes out there. He uses the same bats. It cracks. He breaks the bat over. You go over to him in the dugout and say, look, I told you not to do that. And you guys have a heated exchange.
No, but didn't he throw the bat at the dugout and it almost hit you or something?
Yeah. Right. But the funny thing about it is like you look at that as like that's like a story. And I'm like – the funny thing is we've been in professional wrestling for a year. You've seen like, you know, the locker room culture and everything. Bro, how often does stuff like that happen in the dugout or in the locker room and in this stuff, and we never hear about it? It's like, you know, just because it's on camera, it's like everybody's like, oh my God, look at this. And it's a big – it's literally one of the major points on your Wikipedia page when it's like, dude, you got to realize how many times – how often stuff like this happens in Ohio that nobody hears about.
Yep. You've had three brush-ups with players, right?
Right. Go ahead.
That stuff, he's right. You know, most of it happens in the locker room, you know, behind closed doors.
Right.
Anything about it, you know, but if something happens, you know, there's some things happen sometimes, you know, you can't put off till the game's over, you know, you just
right. Yeah, that was hysterical.
Yeah, Donaldson was the first guest on the podcast last year, and him and John went over that whole story and how it happened. And Josh, he wrote the foreword to John's book that's coming out.
Right. Yeah. It's funny, you know, like, but people want, like, they look at that and say, oh my God, he's toxic guy. You know, whatever. You know, come on. Right. So let's go to the central.
We both are a little bit toxic.
Right. Yeah. So next,
Disco, who'd you choose for the AL East?
Yankees. Yankees. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next is, the central. I don't really have a good gauge on this. Like, I mean, I'm just like White Sox, but I pick them every year, so whatever. What do you guys think?
You're going to pick the White Sox?
Yeah, fill me on this division. I don't really know much about it.
St. Louis, I think.
I'm going to Twins.
No, that's wrong. We're going to American League, Conan.
Oh, National League.
Go ahead. Gibby, who do you like?
Hey, I like the Twins. And I say that because they brought the Carrera back, Carrera, Cabrera, the shortstop.
Right.
Yeah, you know, if they hadn't gotten him. But it's by far the weakest division, you know.
And, yeah.
It's up for grabs. The White Sox – they lost to Abreu. He went down to free agent to go down to play with the Astros, and that's a big blow over there, first base. So I'm going to go with Minnesota.
All right. Sounds good. Who do you like?
Even though I hate their name, the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah.
What a brutal fucking name.
Yeah, all right, Jesus. Okay, so the West, I have you, very many.
Yeah, John. Rezzy?
Yeah, I'm going White Sox.
White Sox, yeah, I mean him or White Sox. Cool.
Got it.
All right, cool. So the West is I'm going to take the same position I took last year, right? So everybody's probably, you know, the Astros are obviously favored here, you know, coming off the World Series. But I think my take on the narrative here is that they were on the redemption tour since they were accused of cheating. So they've always been trying to, you know, try to make people think we can win this fair and square. And they did it. I'm looking for a letdown,
off that narrative of because they finally got that monkey off their back, and like I think they might be relaxed, bro. I don't like last year. I was in like, you know, how can you have Ohtani and Trout and not be favored to win this division? Like two of the top three or four players in the league.
Well, how can you have on your team and not even get in the wild card?
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, but what I'm looking at now is I think this team gets off to a hot start because these guys are coming off playing playoff baseball in the World Baseball Classic, and they're kind of everybody's kind of like they're locked in kind of like early. Like a lot of these guys who were playing in the World Baseball Classic, I if the Angels get off to a good start, they definitely I think can take this division. I'm going to pick them. Who like?
That's a good guy. There's nothing wrong with that. But you got to remember, you know, in baseball is so different though. You know, if they got like 10 at bats a game, you know, it might be a little different or something. But, you know, they're going through that line, maybe 4 at bats. And unless you put a better supporting cast with them and a better bullpen and besides Ohtani, a better couple of more guys in the rotation, you know, you're just relying on those guys and they can't impact it that much because, you know, they don't pitch that often. They don't get that many at bats.
Well, they've got a little help with Rendon, right?
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. He's been banged up, and if he stays healthy, that's a big one. That's a big one. But he's been missing the last couple of years.
Even though Altuve is hurt, I'm going to go with Houston. I just think they have too much firepower, especially with the pitching.
Yeah, I agree right there, 100%. Yeah.
What about you, John?
If DeGrom comes back and can stay healthy, I think the Rangers got a shot. But if that doesn't happen, I'm going to go with the Astros.
And they got the Bochy factor.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's go to the next.
Mochi. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. The Grange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just one guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. And it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with 3 free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all of their products at Manscaped. Boom.
So let's go to the National League. My favorite, obviously, my Braves. Bro, I the Diaz injury, complete fluke. It's funny too when you watch, like, you know, everybody drastically overreacts to things and everything. So, did we just see the end of that celebration where everybody gets together and hugs each other and jumps up and down everything, and now because one guy had a fluke injury, and are we going to see like the end of that in baseball now? And then is that as a celebration?
No, that only happens to the Mets.
Diaz goes,
the first time. You're right,
bro. Diaz goes down there. Because I just started following baseball last week because I was like, because I like to get ready for the season. I like to talk to like guys like you too. I didn't realize Bryce Harper's out for like half the season.
Yeah.
What he hurt?
Well, he blew his elbow out, so he had the reconstructive surgery in there. He'll come back. You know, if they didn't have the DH, he's in trouble because then he had to wait till he could throw. But
right.
He'll probably be back at there. He's hoping the middle of the season. You know, that's
Plus they got Trey Turner who's hot as hell right now. He's on fire. But like this is you see this a lot in sports. I'm picking the Braves to win this division just because of the problems that the Mets and Phillies are having. But what I am worried about is because I live in Vegas, right? And one thing that that we learn from here is the Las Vegas Golden Knights first season. You know, we had the shooting like 2 weeks before the season started.
Yeah.
And it was like a drastic event that kind of like unified the city. This is tragedy. We're going to turn this tragedy around into a positive. I wonder if the Mets are looking at the Diaz injury and kind of channel that type of energy and like because people are not expecting them to do anything now. That the these guys just get in the locker room and say, hey, look guys, let's just go. Let's just do it. If they get off to a hot start, I'm worried. As a Braves fan, but I think the Braves should run away with the division. They're even money here in Vegas. I already bet on it. What do you guys think?
For me, I think the Mets are pretty stacked. David Peterson, they got from the Phillies. He was a closer last year. Mm-hmm. They got Adam Ottavino, who was kind of a late inning guy who did really well for the Mets last year. So they have a pretty deep bullpen, but you know, you can't replace Diaz. No one can replace Diaz. He was lights out last year, and it took the wind out of their sails. But I'm going to go with the Braves winning the division.
Right.
I think they're going to win the division. I think the Mets will get one of the wild card spots, but I think the Mets will do well. But the Diaz thing has certainly deflated them. But I think they got a deep enough bullpen that they're going to be okay.
Corn.
I got Atlanta. Yeah, I got Atlanta. Just a lot of talent there. What can you tell me about the Gibby? What could you tell me about the shortstop taking Swanson's place?
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at Greenlight. Greenlight.com/pod. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You know, I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know a whole heck of a lot about it, but you know, they have confidence in them, otherwise they wouldn't. Well,
I got, I got some insight in that. All right. So it was looking like Vaughn Grissom was going to be the shoe-in to be the shortstop.
That's what I was referring to.
No, no. So they sent him down. Bro, right. he's not – because the thing about the Atlanta Braves, we had Simmons as a shortstop before we had Dansby Swanson. Bro, we've been solid defensively at the shortstop position for years. And it's like I don't think they were ready to stick somebody – that's defensively deficient at that position. So they went with Arcia, who's solid defensively. And just Vaughn Grissom's just an odd man out now, but is a good guy to call up if right. something happens because he's a bat, you know? So it's like, I think they were in a really good spot. So, but like, yeah, that's the Arcia is a shortstop. They sent Vaughn Grissom back down. He still needs work because he's not a solid, polished enough defensive shortstop. And then, and bro, there's so many bats in that lineup. You know, the shortstop could bat eighth or ninth. It doesn't matter. You know, Dansby was batting second, but like we have the eight guys that could bat second in the lineup for the Braves. Like, you know, like Eddie Rosario's on fire this spring training. Remember how he had that playoff series 2 years ago against the Dodgers, one of those unbelievable series I've ever seen a player have. He was so on fire. But he's on fire to start the season now.
And then you still got Acuna and Albies and Olsen.
Yeah, and these guys are hot. Olsen's hot already. Olsen's leading the major leagues in spring training home runs. Like, I think the Braves, because they got off flat last year, they're on a mission this year, and they're like, okay, we're going to try and put their foot on the throat of this division early, you know, because they're like vulnerable. So it could be good. I think it could be good baseball to start the season here in the East.
Yeah, John is. John knows him well. John was a special assignment scout for them. How many years, John, up until this year?
I did for 3 years, and COVID hit right away, and that kind of killed that. But the guy, the general manager down there, is a good friend of mine. He was my boss in Toronto. And right. Topless, yeah, and I think he's just a good baseball guy. He's not gonna if he doesn't think a kid's ready, he's not gonna use him. And he, just like you said, there's so much firepower on that team; they can cover. They don't need it. They don't need any offense. They just need a guy to go out there, shortstop, catch the ball, make the plays he's supposed to. You know,
right? But, who do you like in that division?
I'm taking Atlanta. You know, I think that kills the Mets. Kills
them. Right.
You know, I would have gone that way because I like the Verlander pickup. To be honest with you, but yeah, I mean they got a number of relievers, but I don't think they have anybody that can close it out. You know, like this guy. This guy was the most dominating closer in the game, Diaz.
And there was like literally, I was looking because you know I was wondering, I was following the Braves, wanted to follow baseball. You know, the Timmy Trumpet thing was starting to go viral. So look at Diaz, bro. He had a stretch. In 15 innings, okay, over a 15-inning stretch at one point last season, he had 33 strikeouts, allowed 3 hits and 2 walks, and no runs during a 15. And I'm like, look at that. Like, what if you extrapolated that to, like, a starter? You know, it would be like 9 innings, 2 hits, you know, 17, 18 strikeouts. It's unbelievable what the guy was doing, yeah.
That would be like DeGrom if he's ever stays healthy.
Right, yeah. So let's go to the Central. I have a comparison here. I wonder what you guys think. St. Louis Cardinal fans are kind of like Pittsburgh Steeler fans. Like, this team is never, ever, like, not good. They're just good. They're in the mix. They're fighting for a playoff spot and stuff and all that. And, I just look at, like, over the course of history, it's like if you're a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan, have you ever really had a bad year? I mean, yeah. I like these guys to, like, win this division because, like, how can you really – bet against this organization's consistency.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You're the Atlanta Braves fan. It's just right. Like the Braves, was it 14 straight years they won?
Yeah, right. 40, right. We were just solid. You go to the games. We're probably going to win. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, right. So.
The problem is, though, it's not knocking the Braves. They won one championship in that whole time, right?
Right, I know. Which is,
St. Louis is kind of the same way. You know, they're just good enough and they're in a perfect division. They dominate that. They do things right. But do they have enough to get over the top? You know, that's kind of been their – you know, they did that with La Russa and those in Whitey Herzog.
You know what? You may be right because, like, the past, like, 4, 5, 6 years, it doesn't really help you a lot. I mean, it helps your record, but you're playing against the Reds and the Pirates a lot.
Bad.
Those are bad baseball teams. It's like – so next thing you know is, like I wonder how St. Louis would do in the East. You know, where would you rank them in the East if they play in the East? 4? Or would they be higher?
You know, it might be a 500 team.
Right, you know. But I like St. Louis. Who do you guys like?
I'm going to St. Louis, too. Yeah, they're the best. You know, Milwaukee's good every year. Milwaukee, they just don't get over the hump. I don't think they're committed enough to get that extra player that's going to put him over the top. You're
well, like, they traded and they traded Hader.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like, yeah, right. It's like you're trading. Well, you're getting rid of that guy. It's like, what? Yeah, the commitment's not there, right?
And they were in a great spot. They unloaded him, made a couple deals, unloading guys, and they fizzled. You know?
Yeah. Conan,
what up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple of weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing. That's results. So Joe's been using it. Feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySups.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Cody, who do you like?
Definitely St. Louis, you know, Arenado and Goldschmidt at the corners. Yeah. But that's just too strong of a team. And like you say, and you make a very valid point, they've always got a good team.
Yeah, every year. It's like they're there, you know. Yeah. All right, so let's go to the West. This is very interesting this year.
That's my division.
Right, because this is the year Vegas is looking at this and saying San Diego might win this division and the Dodgers reign may end. Dodgers win total in Vegas is 95.5. San Diego is 93.5. Two games. Like they, you know, the Dodgers usually run away with this division, but I think they're saying this year that like especially with like San Diego was solid last year, but then started stinking, and when they got Hader, they didn't get results from him right away. He was kind of like erratic. So like,
bro, we went his first game. Remember?
Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly.
Bro, he pitched in the opening game, Gibby. And he got shellacked.
Yeah, I don't know. Remember, everybody thought maybe he must be hurt or something. He must be good, you know?
Right. Yeah, he was just getting shellacked, and they lost games, and they kind of just fizzled out after that. Bro, now they got Tatis back, and, you know, that's no slouch.
Hey, Nathan,
and then the Dodgers keep doing this thing where they load up, they win a bunch of games. They never play any meaningful games during the regular season, and they have to turn off the playoff switch as soon as the playoff starts, and they just don't – they can't play playoff baseball at the snap of a finger. So this year they've lost some guys. So they're kind of like, you know, they lost Trey Turner. You know, they lost some other
Justin,
guys.
Out there. Right.
Right. So, and I'm looking like – and San Diego's adding to Tatis. Now, this could actually be a – like, the Dodgers should make the playoffs, right? I wonder if this helps the Dodgers this year probably being in a playoff race for the division. They haven't had that forever, you know? Go ahead.
Good point. Hey, the Padres should win it if you look at the personnel, right? Even though last year, remember, they picked up Soto. He didn't do much either, you know?
Right. But he could give the guy an offseason. They adjust, you know, so they should have a rejuvenated Soto and Tatis in the lineup. And I'm looking at this like, bro, this team could like – they could be like the new Dodgers. Like, they could win the 105 games, you know?
I'm going to go strong on this one with the Padres because, as you're right, Soto came in, did not have a great year, had a good playoffs, but he's been killing it in spring training before he went to World Baseball Classic. So I think he's already hot and he's due for a good year. We just picked up Xander Bogaerts from the Red Sox. Great. Right, we re-signed Machado. We re-signed Yu Darvish. We've got Musgrove. We've got Snell, Hader, Luis Garcia, and just for extra like training wheels, we signed Nelson Cruz to be veteran leadership for Tatis, and we got Tatis. Yeah, I don't see nobody beating them. The Dodgers have won that division 9 out of the last 10 years, and this is our year. Then the Giants, who it's – and correct me if I'm wrong – a couple years ago, like 2 years ago, they won over 100 games. I think there's only one guy left that's a starter from that team, the shortstop. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. They had the most wins in baseball.
Yeah.
And look, they had to play. Then they played the Dodgers in a one game playoff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Beat them and then knock them out. Yeah. Yeah. And the Padres should win that. You know, if the Padres don't win it this year out there, there's going to be some heads rolling, man, because they're spending so much money on that.
Yeah, they are.
But saying that, I'm going with the Dodgers. There's just something that's unsettling with the Padres to me. I don't know whether it's not like they got guys that have been there and done that, but there's just something. Maybe, man, too much beach time, man. They're enjoying and relaxing.
How did you like playing there? Like when you guys would travel there? What a great scene. Like, you go there, like, because we went to the game. This was great. I'd never been to the Gaslight District, so me and Conan went and everything. Bro, you go to the game, and you do, like, a five-minute walk, you go eat a Fogo de Chao afterwards. You know? So it's like, perfect, right? Yeah, it's, like, great, right?
Yeah.
So are you picking San Diego?
No, I'm picking the Dodgers. I just think something'll happen to the Pods, you know? They just they'll implode somehow. They'll still be good. They're going to get in after the wild card, but Dodgers win the division.
I'm taking the Dodgers, too. Who do you like, Rezzy?
I'm going to go with the Dodgers, too, although I'm petrified of the Padres after they spanked the Mets in the playoffs last year, and the Mets couldn't beat them at all last year. So Padres are going to be very dangerous. It'll be neck and neck with the Dodgers and the Padres.
Gibby, let me ask you this. I was not a fan. I felt the way they had the playoff system set up now where it's the best of three, right? I'm not a fan of the teams being forced to take 5 days off that didn't qualify that got the byes. You know, you have the teams that got the wild card and everything, but like, bro, isn't there something like, you know, in the middle, like going into the playoffs, do you really want that many days off coming and having to play a team that just played like two or three straight playoff games?
Kills teams. You know, it's not – baseball's different, you know. Footballs or things like that, they get that bye week. You know, they need it for recovery and stuff, and their bodies are beat up that time of year. Even basketball, whatever. But baseball, man, you know, it's such a feel game, especially for pitching. And the timing of trying to hit has got to be just – I mean, it's so difficult to do. Yeah, you take off a few days, man, it throws you out of whack. You get some guys that just give them one day off, right, because they need it or whatever. Yeah, they could be on a nice little roll, and all of a sudden something, you know, it's just that missing that one day messes with them, you know. And there's been many a good team that's had that had to sit and wait. You know, they clinch early, and then they got to wait. And, you know, they come back, and they're not the same team.
Well, it's like you would think, like, teams like that, you want to have, like, three or four solid playoff-tested veterans. On the like that you can stick in the lineup and like, okay, good, like, dude, okay, I can trust you, you know, like it in like the first game, you know, you got your veterans in there and like they're playing playoff baseball at the snap of a finger, you know. So I wonder if teams like actually when they're setting their playoff rosters now, because it's different, you're setting your playoff roster because now it's like, okay, we're getting the bye here, the other teams are gonna play, we're taking 5 days off, who do I want coming out of this 5 days off, you know, like that's management, right?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you could even take your top player on your team he could be through 10 World Series, and you know, if he gets a little out of whack, his timing's off, or you know, from sitting there, and he may not do much for you. You know, he may be able to lead you, but he may not do much. You never know in baseball. You really don't. But I think time. And see, like you were saying a while ago, there's something about being battle tested throughout the year. You were talking about the Dodgers; they run away with it.
Right.
There's something to that, I think.
Well, especially in the NFL playoffs, a team gets hot 3 or 4 weeks, and then, you know, you just see that pocket of hot play. It's hard to play like 17, you know, 162 straight games, and then extend that to 180 games and stuff, like, you know, at the same level when the other teams are playing harder in the playoffs than they did during the regular season.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel.
Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.